listener production.
Good evening, it's Rosie O'Brien. A siege on the Gold Coast has come to a peaceful end. A 46-year-old man is said to have armed himself and threatened to set a Mudri Bar unit on fire around 8 this morning. He surrendered to police just after 4 p.m. and has been taken to hospital. The Environment Department has confirmed Gold Coast City Council is under investigation for what it says is a catastrophic failure of its systems following a sewage spill at Yatala. More than 350 million litres of waste is believed to have spilled into the Albert River between January and April. The extent of the environmental harm, the timeliness of Council's notification of the health risks, just two of the aspects to be investigated. Council could be prosecuted. A $9 million mental health facility in Brisbane will be the first step in improving support for veterans across Queensland. That's if the remaining $700,000 needed to build Legacy House at the Greenslopes Private Hospital is secured. Legacy Brisbane CEO Brendan Cox is calling for community support to raise the funds.
It is not about every veteran in the country come to Greenslopes. What this is about is understanding how the clinical and non-clinical services work together. And once we demonstrate the effectiveness of that at Greenslopes, we then just scale it up to other primary health networks.
Meantime, there'll be a number of road closures in place tomorrow for Anzac Day services and marches. You can check out the My Police website or Council's social media pages for all the details.